Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Eletronics S.A. conference call about the fourth quarter and full year 2014 earnings result. With us today in this conference call in São Paulo, we have Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eletronics Chief Financial Officer and IR. This event is being recorded. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Later, there will be a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference call is being broadcast live on www.eternit.com.br/IR. A slide presentation and the earnings release are also available on this website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially on those anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic condition, market risks, and other factors. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and IR. Mr. Luz, you may proceed. Good morning to all. Welcome to our conference call on the fourth quarter of 2014 results and the full year of 2014. On slide one, as we turn to the highlights of the period, and we make a comparison between different quarters, we can say that 2014 was a very difficult year, especially in the first half of the year, as a result of fewer working days because of sporting events that were held in Brazil. And there were also many holidays, which caused a negative impact on the economy, and especially on the sector where we operate. According to ABRAMAT, the Brazilian Association of Civil Construction Materials, the market retracted 6.6% in comparison to the previous period. And this drop is, in fact, much smaller than the forecasts of ABRAMET, which pointed to growth of 4.5%. Using the same comparison basis, ABRAMET figures, we see that Eternit outperformed the industry, reporting growth of 3.2% as compared to the decrease of 6.6% in ABRAMET's numbers. In terms of volumes, sales volumes, there was a contraction of 10.8% in critical mineral. There was a mismatch in this quarter, but when we look to the full year, the sales volume was, in fact, equivalent to the mining company's capacity. In fiber cement, we report growth of 5.5%, and in concrete roofing tile, -21.7%. In high-end roofing, and especially in other segments, consolidated net revenue reached $263.6 million. This is growth of 44.1% above the previous quarter, due to the higher volumes of fiber cement and the dollar appreciation, which contributed to the revenue. Adjusted EBITDA increased 22.2%, reaching $54.7 million, and our net income decreased 8.1%, reaching $23.2 million, as a consequence of smaller net income or net financial interest and equity pickup, negative equity pickup. Investments amounted to 37.2 million, increasing 59.4% over the same period. And the company, in spite of the challenging scenario, kept up with its investment plans and completed this plan in 2014 fully, according to plan. Moving on to slide number 5, we see sales of Chrysotile mineral. The volume in the quarter was 10.8 smaller because of the mismatch. When we analyze, however, the total volume of the year, we see that it matches the volume sold in the previous year. And we had some variations. For example, domestic market in the quarter showed a decrease in relation to the previous quarter. However, the foreign market had better performance, which also contributed to the year-to-date total. The mining company is operating at full capacity since the second quarter of 2007. During the period, sales of fiber cement increased 5.5%. This is due to the inventory of our materials in the retail sector and also the meeting up of the pent-up demand we had in the first half of the year. For this reason, we had better performance than the rest of the industry. And another important point to make is that in the second half of the year, as we know, we have higher seasonal demand. Year to date, sales reached 864.8 thousand tons, up 4.4% in relation to the previous year. In sales of concrete tiles, we had a sharp reduction in 4Q14, minus 21.7% in relation to the previous year. And by the way, this specific market, which last year corresponded to 3% of a volume of 610 million square meters, which is the total of roofing tiles used in Brazil, and especially in the segment of concrete roofing tiles, the reduction in the market was similar to what we had in the market. We went from 3% to 2% in market share, and this affected Tegula's results. And additionally, this is a market that caters to high-end customers. We have, for example, the housing program Minha Casa, Minha Vida, which is helping the housing and construction sectors. However, this specific roofing segment has B2C as its main audience and target public. And this, in addition to the different uncertainties around market and credit availability, resulted in this performance in concrete roofing tiles. So the retraction is due to those aspects and the reduction of 1.1 percentage point in the concrete roofing tile in the entire, considering the entire roofing segment in Brazil. In slide 9, consolidated net revenue in the 4Q14, we reached 263 million reais, up 4.1% in relation to the previous period. Breaking down the different markets, we had 210 million coming from the domestic market and a reduction of 2.2%. And here we see the reduction of Chrysotile mineral in the market, which were partially offset by the increase in volume of fiber cement. In exports, there was an increase of 39.7% in comparison to the previous year, totaling 53.1% due to higher volumes and the increase of 11.1% of the dollar rate in relation to the real rate. Those were factors that contributed positively to the increase of 4.1% in our revenue. We see overall a growth of 2.2% in the yearly comparison. In slide number 10, we see the COGS breakdown and the different percentages which make up the costs, and they remain practically stable in comparison to previous periods. As a highlight, in fiber cement and concrete tiles, we have the participation of several inputs besides workforce and other costs. In mining, the most costly items are the workforce and the materials used in the mining areas. In slide number 11, as we see EBITDA, the adjusted EBITDA for the 4Q14 showed an increase of 22.2%. This is due to the increase in net revenue, as I was commenting before, and this was more important than the increase in costs of our products. There was a reduction, a one-off reduction in mining costs in the fourth quarter. And at that time, we were increasing our inventory to create a buffer, and this led to lower costs, in fact, and a better EBITDA margin of from 38 in the 4Q13 to 41% in 4Q14, in addition to the Forex aspect. So our performance grew 22.2% in EBITDA, and in the yearly comparison, the reduction was of 2.8% as a result of the negative impact of the first half of the year, among other issues. Net income and net margin in the quarter, we saw a retraction of 8.1%, reaching 23.2 million. The retraction in net margin is just 1 percentage point. As a result of a smaller net financial income, which went from 1.1 million to 452 million, in addition to the negative equity pickup. So overall, in the year, there was a reduction of 16.7% with net income of 85.2 million. Owing to the increase in costs along the year and the negative equity pickup results. On page 13, we see our debt at December 2014. Our net debt was 79 million. A large part of this debt refers to contract advances for imports and financing of machinery. Our gross debt, which totals around 128 million, of that amount, around 50% refers to those contract advances. And this amount is hedged by the contracts, the export contracts. Therefore, the repayment schedule for 2015 is quite significant because of those export contract advances.
On slide 14, we talk about capital expenditure. As we said in the beginning of this call, in 2014, the company maintained its investment plan. 116 million were invested during the year. Basically, 41 million was CAPEX for maintenance and update of the industrial facilities, and 75 million for new businesses, especially our investments in the research and development plant in Manaus. These investments in the fourth quarter totaled 37 million, and we expect to invest another 40 million in 2015, very close to the annual depreciation, which is 37 million. The breakdown would be 30% for maintenance and CAPEX, and about 10 million in strategic investment. So 30 million for CAPEX and 10 million in strategic investment. The following slides, we talk about capital markets. Our shareholding structure is stable as compared to the previous periods. We still have a high concentration of individual investors, approximately 66%. Next, 23% are investors as foundations, investment clubs, and then foreign investors are free float according to the rules of BM&F Bovespa. New market, our free float is 98.5%. Now the highlights in the shareholding structure, we have listed our three largest shareholders who have a stake of over 5%. So Geração L Par, 14.75, Luiz Barsi Filho, and Victor Adler. And you can see their shares, 13.72 and 7.04. The directors, 1.18, and we have 0.03% of our stocks in treasury. Below, you have our board of directors and the board of auditors, whose members were elected in the last shareholders' general meeting. And their mandates will be completed in the next shareholders' general meeting when we shall elect a new board. In the next slide, slide number 17, we can see our net income compared to the stock yield, including dividends and interest on equity. As you can see, we have paid out the same fixed amount, which has been kept since 2011, and the payout is kept at the level of between 70 and 80%. This positions the company among the publicly held companies that have the highest payout, with a stock yield of approximately 10%. In slide 18, our share performance. I'm sure you all track this curve quite easily because this data is available to the market. We just wanted to record that we had a depreciation of 25.6% compared to a 3% devaluation of the Bovespa index. As we consider the payment of dividends, this number falls to 17.8%. In the next slide, we talk about Crisotil, the Brazilian mineral. I would like to highlight that Federal Law 9055 and Decree 2350, as well as the Labor Ministry, regulate the mining, sales, transportation of chrysotilla minerals and its byproducts. We do not have news to bring to you about this topic. This is still pending trial by the Superior Court of Justice, and we do not have any news to disclose at this time. This is the third conference call where we do not have news to bring to you on the legal front. We still have to wait for the Superior Court of Justice to make a decision. Now, in the next slide, we talk about recognitions we received in the last 6 months in human resources, in the commercial area, in sustainability, and also other awards and acknowledgments which positions our company as a company that has received awards and recognition from the market. I will close my presentation and I will now be available to answer questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the session of questions and answers. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the queue, press star 2. First question from Mr. Lucas Diaz Fator. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first, I'd like you to speak a bit more about gross margin, which grew in spite of higher cost. Even in fiber cement, we can see a higher margin despite the cost increase. Was that only a foreign exchange effect, or is there anything else? And my second question, what do you have to tell us about sales volume in the first half of 2014? Do we see a speed up? Do we see better sales now? Thank you. Thank you, Lucas, for your question about our costs. Yes, there were other factors. For example, in mining costs, we had an increase in the cost of raw materials. We also had electricity rate increases, which also produced an impact on our production cost. And we must also highlight that we do not have relevant cost items pegged to the foreign exchange rate or to the U.S. dollar. So this is a difficult year. Our cost is suffering pressure. We had these impacts that I have just described. And about your second question regarding sales volume in 2015, we continue along the same lines as we closed 2014. We view 2015 as a challenging year, but we are prepared to maximize the opportunities that may come from the market, and by doing that, maintain our tradition of presenting growth. We are talking about net revenue, already deducting the impact of inflation, and we wish to maintain that above market average. Thank you. Next question came from webcast from Mr. Frederico Damas. Hello, good morning. Do you expect to have profit in the operations of CSC? What is your strategy to recover margins, especially net margins that are falling since 2011, now at 869%. Thank you for the question. Our policy is not to issue guidance. As we look at 2015 and considering all the instability on the economic front, the uncertainties we see on the market, it is difficult to provide any predictions of what may happen. What I can tell you is that our investment plan, especially when we depart from greenfield, when we have a greenfield project, it's only natural that your costs to prepare the site, the costs of installation, are up front. And in time, you can ramp up production and therefore dilute upfront costs with a higher production. So therefore, we expect improvement in the next few years. 2014 for Compañía Sulamericana de Cerámicas. Well, actually, this is a joint venture where we have 60% participation. 2014 was a year when we conducted equipment test, and in 2015, we will increase production to the levels planned, and we will see margin improvement. Also in 2015, the foreign exchange rate will produce a positive impact on our exports. Next question also came on webcast from Luciano José Quintão Teixeira. Eternit had a plant under construction last year. Are you already operational? Can you tell us more about your investments in 2014? Luciano, thank you for your question. We are building a plant. This is a research and development plant to produce inputs for production, and it is located in Amazonas, near Manaus. Last year, we made large investment. That is, this unit accounted for most of our investments last year, and we are now about to conclude the construction work. Next question came from webcast from Mr. André Ricardo Rocha da Silva. For 2 years now, 2013 and 2014, your margin, ROR, and costs went up. How do you intend to improve your indicators? Thank you for the question.
In fact, 2015 is the year with many challenges. But as I said, the important thing is making the most of all opportunities available in the market, especially in the retail sector where we operate. It's important to highlight that 59% of our sales go to over-the-counter sales in retail stores. And we also have the FX to think about, which will have a positive impact on our exports. Our premise is to transfer inflation to prices. And considering possible future pressures we may be subject to, we believe that those will also be transferred to the prices we use. But when we look to the period, we'll be consolidating the investments we have made in previous years, and our hope is that if market conditions remain stable without any abrupt upheavals in the economic market, we'll be able to keep up with our trajectory of regaining our margins. Next question from Mr. Ricardo Gors. We can see that the concrete tiles segment is slowing down. What are your choices? How do you plan to tackle this issue? Thank you for the question. This is a very interesting question, in fact. What we have been doing, well, the first initiative we took was to launch a new type of roofing tile. It was with a different size. With big roofing tiles, you use around 7 fewer tiles per square meter than with traditional roofing solutions. And this is a benefit for the lower income segment. because they have the opportunity of fitting their homes with a high-end roofing solution. Another advantage is the use of less wood for building the roofing structure and less labor. It's less labor intensive. So the market performance has been very good, and the product is available in our distribution network. Today we have around 16,000 points of sales that market that product, and in most of those POSs, the product is on sale. So when we look to the three segments, the B2C, B2B, and retail or resellers, we see that there is growth in our resellers and in B2B. However, there was a retraction in B2C, which unfortunately was more significant than growth in the other two. This is not something that affects only Tegula and Eternit. It's in fact a retraction that can be seen in the entire market. And as I said, the retraction was 1 percentage point. So the strategy is to try to boost sales of these products in other channels in order to offset the decrease in the B2C segment. The next question is from Mr. Quintão Teixeira. Could you please explain how the ECAs work, the export contract advances? Well, we usually have an average payment term of 120 days in our exports. So to provide natural hedge and to raise working capital, we obtain the advance on those contracts in order to meet up our working capital requirements, because you only get paid for the export in 90 to 120 days. So this is how it works. And today, 50% of our debt is therefore linked to those ECAs. This provides us with a natural hedge, especially in moments where the exchange rate is as volatile as today. Next question from the web. The increase in debt is this due only to the real depreciation? No. The growth in our debt level is due to the financing of the machinery and equipment we acquired in order to install the research and development unit in Manaus. Next question from Mr. Santiago Santos Gottschall via the web. Could you please discuss the next effects, considering that there will be a dollar exchange rate of $3.20 versus real? Thank you for your question. Obviously, when we have Forex variations, of course, exports play a significant role in your revenue. So when we analyze mining volumes, around 50% of our volumes is directed to the foreign market. So this will create a positive impact. But I believe it's too early to discuss the exchange rate variation for the coming quarters, because it's been changing every day. But I believe that the effect overall will be positive. And just as a reminder, to ask questions, please press star 1. Please hold. A question via the web. Will we need more financing in 2015? Do you expect the debt levels to grow? For 2015, in the investment slide, we see that the forecast needs for CAPEX is 40 million. We're talking about the business as usual CAPEX. And there are no investments that could have as an origination source financing. So we're not going to make any new investments except those 40 million that have already been planned for. A new question. Are you thinking of changing your dividend payout policy if the net income grows since you invested more in the last 4 years and we have a less significant investment plan for 2015? Do you think that if the scenario is positive, you increase the dividend payout? Thank you for your question.
2015 will be a very challenging year, and since 2010 we already have a fixed amount to be paid out as dividends per quarter, the 20 cents after we split the stocks in the general shareholders meeting in September last year. Investors who had one share ended up having two shares, and so the yield was also split by half, and it came from 20 down to 10 cents per share. This topic is discussed in board meetings, and considering the economic scenario, the board reviews this issue periodically and establishes the corporate policy. If market conditions are maintained, we shall not see any change in this payout level. We have another question. A higher US dollar is good or not so good for the company? As I said before, approximately 50% of our mining volume goes to foreign markets. So a higher US dollar would be beneficial for our revenue. On the other hand, if we look at our debt, we have exposure to the US dollar, so we try to protect these impacts in a natural way with our receivables and also through other transactions that can neutralize the foreign exchange effect. So the net effect, if you look at our volume of exports, we will have a favorable impact if the foreign exchange rate is maintained as it is now. We have another question. What is your alternative to pay for the short-term debt? Our short-term debt, as I said, is mostly pegged. Approximately 9% is connected to the export contract advances, and they will be paid as we receive the money from these sales from customers abroad. So these receivables, they are listed amongst our assets, and we also have this short-term debt related to export contract advances. So these two transactions match each other. Let me remind you, if you have questions, please press star 1. Let me remind you, if you have a question, please press star 1. We now close the questions and answer session. Let me now give the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his final considerations. I would like to thank you, those of you who participated in this conference call. Thank you for your time. This is an opportunity we have to discuss about the results of Eternit in the last quarter, as well as our performance in 2014 and the prospects for 2015. During these 76 years of Eternit's operations, the company has obtained great achievements, so we feel prepared for the future. The company is currently well positioned to meet the demands of the construction materials market and to make the most of the opportunities the market may offer. We have a strong brand and over 16,000 points of sales. Now, as I said, 2015 will be a challenging year, but we believe the Brazilian economy will resume growth, especially the industry where we operate. One more time, I want to thank you all for participating in our conference call, and I hope you have a very good afternoon. Thank you. Eternit's conference call is now closed. We thank you all for your presence. Have a good day.